Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, be sure to hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell to make sure you never miss new Going In Raw content, Larson.
Correct. That's We're right. also on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. About 2 weeks ago, we completely revamped our Patreon. New stuff.
Yes.
Check it out.
We have 30-some-odd people watching our live stream right now. They're all $5 and up patrons. They get every week, they get to watch our Raw, SmackDown, and NXT 205 live recaps. They get to banter with us a little bit, watch our bantering before the show.
You know what it is?
What?
It's best value.
That's best value right there. But then at the $10, you get a postcard. We got like 39 of those things. We have to sign, I think, like around 20 more. So.
Oh, goodness.
27 more. Yeah, we have to sign 27
more. I thought
we
were going to have a short day.
I'm going to have one of the kids do the addresses.
Okay.
Give them $20.
There you go.
Yeah. Two of those $10 patrons are paying for the addresses to be placed on the postcards. And they also get to vote on Kayfabe Corner and the pay-per-view review.
That yes. Yeah. Good value. $5 tier. Best value.
Best value. So every week I like to do this. I forgot to do this yesterday.
You did?
Jumped right into the show. But I like to part of the from $1 up, man. You put in a dollar, you get a shout out on the show. And
yes.
Here is this week's shout outs. Very special thanks to everybody who kicked in money to the Patreon, helping support the show, make it better, et cetera, et cetera. I upgraded our live stream, but that's just like dicking around with the camera settings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, here we go. Following our new patrons. Charlie, undisputed Niagara Falls champion Matt Edwards. I think I called him out last time. Benjamin Aberley, Ryan Halliday, DeZazer, I don't know how to say that. Drewin Garcia, Chad Talon, Mr. Buttlick Falk, Okem, another Charlie, Jimmy Yangs Wang, Rajon Wrighton, Steven, Ryan Steven Burkos, Fellas Group Chat Predictions Champion Tyler Farrar, Mark the Almost Great, Connor Wells, Donkey Kong Bundy, Joe Ballard, Kenny Barber, Nicholas Oliver, Albert Lopez, Justin Winter, Corey Beard, DJ Mott, Joshua Matthews, LeVar Wilson, Jesse DeLeon, Robert Haynes, Tristan Dan Whitcomb, The Face That Mills About the Place, The Perfect Hosses Manager, Ice King, Big John Spud, Ron Cleveland II, Scott Nunez, Jose Rentaria, and TJ Empire of Filth's Muscle. They all put in money to the Patreon, and we want to say
thank you.
That's right, we do. Anyways, we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/going in a row. We have 10 designs, 12 by Monday.
Okay.
12 by Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, this Sunday.
Yes, we're doing a reaction stream to mm-hmm. Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank is on. We're going to react to it, and you guys are welcome to join us.
You will only see us react. You will not see the actual pay-per-view.
Oh, that's a big question. That's a question we have. Well, let me ask you this.
What?
At any time during the pay-per-view,
mm-hmm.
will we turn the camera to the TV?
The stream will start on a shot of us, probably sitting on your couch. Mm-hmm. At no point during the stream will that shot change.
Somebody on... in a YouTube comment or a Twitter or a tweet, I forget, had said, I think when we were tagged in the little video that we did for What Culture, mm-hmm. a little bit we did where mm-hmm. a bunch of YouTubers got together and talked about like the YouTube apocalypse thing,
mm-hmm.
pro wrestling. Somebody in the Twitter feed there said, I'll turn off my ad block once they stop doing reaction streams with misleading thumbnails, me thinking that I'm going to watch the actual pay-per-view.
I mean, you can watch Money in the Bank for free on the WWE Network.
Like,
just sign up, watch that for free. He's get going, Great Balls of Fire for free. And as soon as Great Balls of Fire ends, the second it ends, just go online, cancel
whoever this
your
person
free trial.
Was,
they won't charge your credit card.
Whoever this person was going to YouTube to look at the WWE pay-per-view. A, not going to happen.
No.
B, they were saying, no, I'm not gonna give you my support until you stop doing thumbnails to advertise your reaction. And everybody that I know, like everybody that I'm pretty sure everybody in the videos, like whenever we do a live stream, usually we put, don't we usually like put our, like in the thumbnail itself, it says reaction live stream.
Yeah.
I'm going to put our faces going like this next time.
Good idea.
Anyways, we're not here to talk about all. We're here to talk about Money in the Bank a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about SmackDown. This is the Go Home SmackDown Live episode.
Yes.
That went home for Money in the Bank.
Yes. A decent episode.
The thing is, SmackDown has raised the bar so high, like in terms of delivering high quality wrestling entertainment every single week. Like, honestly, like you. So traditionally, I've said that NXT is my favorite hour of WWE programming every week.
Yeah.
SmackDown is getting up there in terms of like my favorite block of wrestling entertainment. Like it's kind of neck and neck with the talent they have these days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I love NXT. I still love what they're doing, but SmackDown has been so damn entertaining especially since the superstar shakeup, especially since then.
Yes.
They've been firing on all cylinders. They've set a really high bar. And they can't always match that. I thought it was a very entertaining episode.
Yeah.
As a go-home, it wasn't the strongest.
Yeah.
But I felt that there were, you know, there's not a lot here to complain about.
No. The show kicked off with The New Day.
Mm-hmm.
And their music was played by the Soul Rebels.
This was great, man.
Oh, it was so fantastic.
They were in New Orleans, which is the site of WrestleMania for next year.
Yes.
And so they said we wanted to do something a little bit special. So it had kind of a WrestleMania entrance vibe.
It did.
You know, with the live band there, the Soul Rebels. That was fun.
Yeah, that was great. And the New Day said that they were going to get the tag championships.
Right.
And carry them to WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. I like this. And then the Usos come down and they basically say no. The Fashion Police come down and they do their thing. Then the Colognes come down and they sort of rag on the Fashion Police. Let me ask you something. The Fashion Police. I don't know if it was the crowd or if my volume was down. Do the crowd like, do live crowds like them as much as we do? I feel like they don't get the pop that I feel like they should be getting.
No, I think you're right.
I wonder, it makes me wonder if I really hope, and I think they will. I like to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think they will give them the proper time to get over because they're just now hitting a really good stride.
Yes.
I really want to see them given the proper time and opportunities to do that. Same with the New Day. The New Day, it took them a little while.
Yeah.
For them to get over. They were heels. You know, the crowd did not like them at first.
Yeah.
But they realized they were so eventually over time. And it wasn't like overnight.
No.
It took a little time.
I think the only time I recall the Fashion Police getting a really strong audience reaction was the tag title match they had against the Usos on SmackDown.
When they won the first two solo matches.
And then...
Yeah, I know. The crowd was hot for that.
Yeah.
The crowd was hot for that.
And if they had won that night, then I think the reaction may be different.
Now, I don't know. I don't know. I can't say that for sure.
No, I can't either.
But no, it was a decent enough opening segment. Whenever there's sort of interruptions, it wasn't the strongest. I'll put it that way. It wasn't the strongest.
But it led to a 8-man tag match, which saw the Clones and the Usos take on the New Day and Breezango.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the opening segment and this match almost a half hour.
Man, it was that long.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, it was pretty long, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun enough match.
Yeah,
it was good. The episode was strong on Breezango because then we also got a Fashion File.
Yeah,
so that was good. Xavier Woods ended up going over a double stomp off the top rope to one of the Colognes, I believe. Right?
Yeah,
yeah. I think I'm really close. I'm really close to figuring out which Uso's which. By next week, I want to know which one's which.
Okay,
who's the thicker one?
I don't remember.
Okay. Because I'm starting to figure out their faces from each other.
Oh, all right.
So I'm pretty happy.
What do you think
that.
Of the Usos' new shirt?
Oh, I like it, man. Yeah, it's good. I'm not going to buy it. It's real good. I like it because the material is probably crap. But I like the Day One is H stuff. Mm-hmm. That's always great.
Yeah, it's a good shirt.
Let's see here. Then we had and if Breezango is about to enter in a program with who we think it is, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
If that doesn't get them over, nothing will.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Either it's going to be such a niche thing, or it's just doomed to fail. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or it's going to go over big. Let's see here. Then we had here we go again with this. I didn't hate it as much as I think I'm just getting used to it.
I think last night was actually reasonably effective and pretty funny.
I'm getting used to it. I think that's all it is.
AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura are talking backstage.
Yeah.
And then Sami Zayn comes up to him.
Right.
To talk strategy for their match later on in the evening, the main event. And it's more the Sami Zayn thing he's been doing.
Yeah.
It felt slightly toned down. Slightly. But what really sold it was Shinsuke's reactions.
Yeah.
Because that was great.
Yeah. No, they were. They were really, really good. Seeing somebody like Shinsuke Nakamura, who has such a, like we've said before, mystique about him.
Yeah.
In a situation, in like a Larry David-esque situation. We keep on going back to Larry David on the Sami Zayn thing because it is sort of a Seinfeldian type thing. Somebody sort of over the Costanza kind of overanalyzing stuff. Seeing him react to that kind of situation is pretty amusing. I want that, you know, it works now. And eventually when they start treating AJ Styles, when AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura are in a program against each other and they start treating them like the giants they are, then it'll be a fun juxtaposition for this.
I had an idea for Sami Zayn if they were to take this sort of character he's been portraying of late,
mm-hmm.
turn him heel.
Yeah.
And I think this would be great. So he's in a program with somebody, and he has a segment out in the ring
mm-hmm.
where he picks apart their matches.
Yeah.
You know, like he has a telestrator and stuff like that. And he spends, you know, the whole segment just criticizing how they wrestle the match.
Well, the telestrator would make it if that's the case.
I think that would be great.
I love the telestrator is great in any situation.
Yes.
We forgot to put on the notes here. I don't have physical notes. I got a whole backlog of them that are going to go to $10 and up patrons.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do what are the power rankings for today?
What do you think they're for? We got two sets of power rankings because there's two Money in the Bank matches.
Well, we were doing predictions later today. They're going to go up tomorrow morning.
Oh, good point. Okay, fine.
I mean, we could still do it and then think about it.
No,
let's do it.
No. Mm. Okay. Power rankings. Well, let's do it at the end of the episode.
Okay.
Because at the end of the episode, we saw you know, their go home for Money in the Bank. I'm going to move this to the women's one though because we got that kind of early-ish on.
Yes,
I thought it was kind of cool, man. They gave the women had two matches in this.
Yeah.
The women's, I told you this before we started rolling. There's no men's mid card, but there's a women's mid card. The mid card is in the women's division. The women have their own main event and their own mid card.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cool.
It is cool.
It's good.
Progress. After that, we had a Mojo Rawley interview.
Yeah. Somebody had a good idea. Sorry, not to cut you out. Somebody had a good idea for Sami Zayn, and God, I'm sorry, I forget. It probably was on Twitter, on our Twitter. I don't know. But they said, how great would it be if Sami Zayn, maybe I read this, maybe it was on another. Oh, no. This was on, I think, WrestleZone, I want to say. They were talking about this, and they tweeted out like the basics for what their conversation was. And one of the guys there, the WrestleZone or something like that, I don't know, one of those dirt sheets, said that they should have Sami Zayn win Money in the Bank and then completely overanalyze when he should cash it in.
Oh, that'd be
like
funny.
Every time he tries to cash it in.
That would actually be pretty funny.
But I don't think they're going to want to go comedy element with Money in the Bank.
No, probably not, but that would be funny.
That would be good.
Mojo Rawley interview.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about how he was actually kind of happy that he lost his match against Jinder Mahal
We have not had Hype Mojo.
No.
This was once again introspective mojo.
Very reflective.
Reflective. We had reflective mojo.
Yeah.
Man in the mirror mojo. Mojo in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, you know what? He said, I am almost glad that I lost because I'm best when I'm facing adversity.
Yes.
Man, deep.
Really?
Deep thoughts with Mojo Rawley.
Kind of is. So anyways, the interview was interrupted by the return of Zack Ryder.
Yeah, he's going to heal the shit out of Mojo Rawley.
Oh,
he's
going
to turn heel on him. Oh, so brutally.
It is. It's going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be good, man. Here's the thing. But here's the problem.
It gives something for Mojo to do.
No, I know. It does. I hope that they're going to give it actual time. SmackDown.
It's a packed show every week. Yes.
They need an extra. I'm not going to say they need an extra hour. They need an extra half hour is what they need.
I know.
Maybe an extra 20 minutes even. Because this week was great. It's just there's no, for the men's division, there's no mid-card.
Yes, SmackDown.
You've got Ty, Aiden, Luke Harper, and now I guarantee you're going to have Mojo Rawley and Zack Ryder in a program against each other.
Eric Rowan as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant Eric Rowan as well. Yeah.
SmackDown would really benefit from the overrun that Raw gets every week.
Oh, even that?
The 10 minutes.
Even a 10-minute overrun.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have a single 7-minute mid-card match and 3 minutes of promo building story stuff, backstage, whatever. Yeah. There, it's an extra 10 to 15 minutes.
That's the storyline you can develop it needs. Every week.
And then you can carry it over into Talking Smack.
Yes.
That's what they need.
Yes.
Man, oh, man.
But yeah, Zack Ryder is going to turn heel. And it should be good.
Or start doing, you know what? Do they stop doing pre-shows for Raw and SmackDown?
I think so.
Okay. Do a Talking Smack, like either do a pre or post show where they have a match, you know? You gotta throw in one more feud because there's too many people without a feud.
I know. Or too many people that are in feuds, kind of, but they have to.
Like, their feuds are being carried out
over social media.
Over Twitter or WWE.com. They didn't even give them time there, really.
Yeah.
Like, WWE's Instagram feed have 15 second video feuds. It's terrible. Anyways,
next, Naomi versus Tamina.
Mm-hmm.
A decent, actually, a pretty fun match.
Tamina was working stiff. I like Tamina. She's kind of my dark horse candidate for winning Money in the Bank. Kind of more so than your actual pick.
Really?
I'll be honest with you. But we'll get to that in predictions.
Do you think Tamina eating the pin last night against Naomi
is a signifier of that?
Yeah.
No. And I'll tell you why during predictions.
Okay.
I know that's kind of messed up, but predictions are going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Predictions are tomorrow.
We do our power rankings today. We'll give you a hint.
A hint.
Maybe.
All right.
Lana came out to be at ringside for the match.
Okay.
Tamina hit a Rainmaker.
Yeah, man. That's great.
That, I don't remember the move's called, but when Naomi was in the corner,
mm-hmm.
Tamina ran and hit Naomi in the head with her backside.
Yeah.
That was stiff.
Oh, yeah.
There was a couple stiff shots that Tamina dished out.
Yeah.
Naomi won with a split-legged moonsault.
It looks really pretty. I love when she does it.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And after the match, Lana comes in the ring and attacks Naomi and actually... I don't know if that's her finisher.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool.
It's like sort of a sit-down powerbomb type thing.
Kind of.
You're like a driver powerbomb type thing.
But she puts her opponent's arm behind them.
Yeah.
And like grabs one of their legs.
Yeah.
To get some extra leverage, I guess.
No, it's pretty cool.
It's different.
And especially because she did it in an evening gown.
Yeah.
Like, and it looked, the only thing that looked mildly awkward about it was her positioning afterwards because of that stupid gown.
Yeah, she had a hard time getting up.
Yeah, exactly. But man, and then she held the belt high. If, when she's in her actual like singlet or whatever she's wrestling in, that's a cool looking move.
I know.
I wonder if maybe she's a baller when it comes to wrestling these days. I didn't really see any video of her on the NXT circuit, but man, she's been practicing for a pretty long spell now.
Yeah.
So that could be cool. That could be a decent match.
I hope so.
It might not be a stinker. I think it could be good. Let's see here. Then we had Jinder Mahal come down. He delivered a promo. It was good stuff. They love their close-ups on Jinder. He's mm-hmm. got a great face.
Yes, he does.
Once again, he did sound a little on the horse side. Is it horse?
Horse.
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 H-O-A-R-S-E.
Yeah, horse.
Yeah, horse side. But, you know, that's to be expected with Jinder. So anyways, Randy Orton's music hits.
Yes.
And he sends the Bollywood boys out to confront Randy Orton on the ramp.
The Singh brothers.
The Bollywood boys. He sends them out there. And then Randy Orton delivers kind of like, it was an RKO, obviously, but it had kind of shades of a bulldog as well. Because he came up from behind and dropped it as Mahal was like falling for it. It was kind of cool. I dug it. It wasn't just straight down. It was like running into it.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool. It was kind of different.
It was interesting that Randy was in his ring gear, though.
It almost looked... Yeah, I know. He loves being in his ring gear.
I know.
Because even when he comes out to drop promos, well, not really recently... But, like, traditionally?
Historically speaking,
he's in his ring gear and then a merch shirt.
But there was a spell when he was doing running stuff where he was wearing a merch shirt and then
And slacks.
Yeah.
It was always, like dress slacks.
Kind of. But they could also be workout pants. They're like dressy workout
pants.
Yeah. And there's tennis shoes on.
But so no, he was ready to go. The funny thing, too,
it
is
was
like,
ring gear.
The funny thing is, like, the way he came into the shot, it looked like one of them GIFs. It looked like one of those videos
Yeah, the vines,
He looked like he was a cutout.
Yeah.
And Orton or Mahal just happened to fall, and they animated Orton coming in. And you hear JR's voice. let's see here. Then we had, previously we had the faces in Money in the Bank backstage, and now we had the heels. So they're all going to set for a six-man tag match.
The main event of the show, yeah.
The main event of the show was Dolph Baron, and they were sort of getting ready in silence. Dolph and Baron had a really long feud.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a really long feud. They didn't reference that kind of at all.
It's old news, man.
Yeah, but
it was a year ago.
They feuded for a very long, like an obscenely long
but
time.
But what really wasn't a terribly intense feud.
Didn't like Dolph, somebody kick somebody in the balls.
Yeah, that happened a couple times.
Yeah, that's kind of intense.
Yeah.
Testicles are hitting shin.
Yeah.
I just wanted them to mention it. Hey, didn't you used to be a good guy and we feuded? You kicked me in the testicles. And then Dolph says, it's old news, man.
Yeah.
Just reference it. Reference it as old news is all I want.
Well, maybe it was the tension was unspoken.
Oh, it could be. Or maybe just before camera went live,
yes,
they talked about it and hashed out their issues.
But I don't know if they hashed out anything because it seemed tense.
It seemed pretty tense. Well, you know. Anyways, Kevin Owens steps in and he makes the case, hey, we need to be on the same page because we have the opportunity to take out half of the men in Money in the Bank. And we can then battle amongst ourselves.
Yes.
So it'd probably be a good idea because both Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler were just, you know, especially Baron Corbin. He just wants to punch everybody he sees.
He does.
It's kind of great.
He is a lone wolf.
That kind of plays into that.
Yes.
But they all sort of reluctantly agree. Next up, we had actually a fairly fiery Randy Orton interview.
Yeah.
He was kind of jazzed up a little bit.
Yeah.
He was backstage. I think it was interview bot. No, it was Renee.
Yeah.
Comes up to him and says, what's the deal? And he says, I'm going to get my title back.
They're bringing up the fact that this match is in his hometown of St. Louis a lot.
And?
A lot.
And?
That his dad's going to be ringside.
Bob Orton's going to be ringside, plus a couple other legends. Top 10 legends we want to see ringside. Vader. 10, Vader.
Okay.
Come on, quickly.
Sting.
Luger.
Ric Flair.
Magnum TA.
Triple H.
Undertaker? Come on.
I'm trying to think back to 90s WCW.
Terry Funk.
Oh, good. Randy Hogan.
Oh, man. Why haven't we talked more about Randy Hogan? Damn it. I let him fall off the radar. He should always be on the radar. You know who looks a lot like Randy Hogan is Power Lunch. Power Lunch Jr., a son of Power Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very Randy Hogan-inspired character.
True.
Who are we going to create this year if we're lucky enough to be invited by 2K?
Every year, it's
another variation of Power Lunch, right?
Well, I mean, it's whatever strikes us. It's whatever inspiration dictates.
Well, if we've done Power Lunch and son of Power Lunch, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't
do
baby Power Lunch.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, moving on. After that, we had Charlotte versus Natalya.
It's a pretty good match.
No, it was a good match. I was happy about this. It was cool. And Charlotte picked up the win. She got a face pop. She looked like $1 million. These two can wrestle,
mm-hmm.
and they wrestled a good match.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't.
Then we had...
While we're doing this, power rankings.
Okay.
Women's Money in the Bank.
All right, man. Here's the deal. Why is this not moving? Move. Thank you. It sucks. I can't write anything down.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't print anything out today.
Lazy.
That's a good reason.
Like it. I didn't bring a printer in here.
There's one right on your couch.
I did bring a printer in here. That one doesn't have any ink. The other one does.
Oh.
When we get our office space, that's going to be the one that I bring.
Five.
Okay, here's the thing, dude. To me, five's Carmella for me.
Okay.
We have not seen, like, we haven't seen anything or heard anything from her.
She was watching the Charlotte Natalya match backstage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We did see from her then.
Yeah.
All right.
See, I think Carmella's won. Carmella,
we have to
like,
split then. She's at three.
All right.
We have to split.
Good job.
Who's number? Okay, who's number five? Who do we know for a fact's not going to win it? I think Charlotte's definitely not going to win it.
Yeah,
she's too big. She doesn't need it. Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte number five.
I think Becky's four.
Becky's really?
No, Natalia. Sorry.
That's good because I have Becky at one, so Becky can be at two.
And then Tamina's one.
And then Tamina's one. Tamina is number one in our power rankings. That's terrible.
Well, here, because I don't agree with those power rankings.
Really?
No.
I think they're great.
No, I don't think they're good at all. Do you have Becky at one? Yeah. Tell me what your power rankings are.
Becky at one, Tamina at two. Carmella at three. Natalia, then Charlotte.
I think it's Carmella.
Okay.
Then Becky.
Okay.
Then Tamina.
Here's
and then Natalia.
Here's
and
why you're wrong though. Because a heel with the initials BC is winning that Money in the Bank. That's solid. Solid. Baron Corbin, dude. He's winning Money in the Bank.
I know.
They're not going to have two heel Money in the Bank
Why
winners.
Not?
They have the opportunity to do both, heel and face.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch needs to win Money in the Bank. She's doing nothing. She's not top face. That's Charlotte. She's not champion. That's Naomi. She needs that Money in the Bank more than anybody else.
No, Carmella's winning it. This isn't predictions yet, so.
Not predictions yet.
This is just power rankings after SmackDown.
We still
SmackDown
have time.
Before predictions.
We still have time to
we
change
still have
our
lunch.
Minds. We're going to do lunch between this? Predictions in 20 minutes.
I'm starving, man, already.
You come over here and start. You and your stupid no-carb crap bullshit. Man.
I even had four eggs this morning, hoping that would fill me up.
That ain't going to fill you up, man. Have a slice of wheat toast.
No.
Have some toast.
Not having any bread.
Killing
not
my,
my
soul,
day.
Man. You're always hungry these
not
days.
Not my cheat day.
You weigh like $1.20.
No, I weigh 165.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were like 150.
Nope.
Wow. Good for you. Way to pack on the poundage.
Putting on all that muscle.
Who'd you tell me you were going to be by the end of the year? TJP.
Yeah.
I like it, man. Do it. I don't get it. How can you be TJP but not Finn Balor by the end of the year?
Finn Balor weighs 195.
Yeah.
And TJP weighs 175. So TJP by the end of the year is an extra 10 pounds of muscle.
Oh.
That seems far more achievable than 30 pounds of muscle.
Man, Finn is sliced. Sliced, Larson. Sliced. I hope you get to him. Man, I want to look at your body if you get to him.
By the end of 20...
Every episode, I'll be like, dude, take off your shirt.
By the end of 2018, that's my goal is Finn Balor.
I want a goal. By the end of 2018, my goal is... What should my goal be? Power rankings, goal. Five.
Oh, okay. Five.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
That's a good goal to have, but he's like five. Probably not going to happen. One is likeliest.
Okay,
and four. Don't say Bray Wyatt.
No, I'm not going to say that. Four.
Four, come on.
Bobby Roode.
Oh, that's a great one to have. That's a great one. Probably not going to happen. Continue.
Three.
Here's... Honestly, this is number one is my likeliest. I just want to be Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
He's got kind of an indie guy body.
Yeah,
nothing
yeah.
special
that
about it.
That seems achievable. I was going to say Aleister Black.
Oh, my gosh. Well, tattoo-wise, yeah, dude. By end of 2018, it's going to be head to toe, man. I'm going to be like someone that like you see some of those like cartel gang members where they have like all crazy tattoos. Or you just go down to Walmart over here and you see like guys like crazy tattoos all over their face. That's what's going to be me. Yeah, dude. It's going to be great.
All
right. All right, moving on.
Next, Fashion Files.
Oh, this is great, man, but it's setting up a new mystery, a new case for the Fashion Police.
Yes.
Tyler Breeze, I was going to say Tyler Black. Tyler Breeze was attacked in the Fashion Police headquarters.
Yes.
And now they're on the case.
Yes. Tyler Breeze did provide a bit of a description of his attacker or attackers. To Fandango.
Yeah, he said one arm. No, two arms. And Fandango did his own version of a police sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Those always scared me when I was a kid. That was like the scariest thing about Unsolved Mysteries when I was a kid. Were you a big Unsolved Mystery
fan?
Oh,
yeah.
You know what's crazy about Unsolved Mysteries? You might know this already. In the early days, they used the actual victims of mysteries in recreations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Never do that now. Like, they could never do that now.
There is a show about stuff that happens in hospitals, just like weird stuff people come across in the ER.
Untold weird stories of the ER, something like that.
And every now and again, the doctors.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
So who do we think attacked Tyler Breeze?
Oh, it's American Alpha.
Yes.
Yeah, it's totally American Alpha. They are so going heel. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, man, Road Dogg, if you're listening, I know Road Dogg, he's friends on Twitter with Cronin.
Oh.
So, like, they talk to each other. Maybe he's a going in Raw guy. I don't know. Bring in Shelton Benjamin to be lead singles heel for the heel American Alpha.
Yes, that'd be great.
In any event, make American Alpha heels.
Yes.
Because that's a hot crew right there.
Yes.
That's good stuff. Yeah, guaranteed it's American Alpha. When do you think we're going to see this?
It could be as soon
as early
as
Sunday.
As Sunday.
I'm going to say they're going to drop one more hint, and then we're going to get the reveal.
Maybe we'll get an episode of Fashion Files on the show Sunday.
Yeah,
I
think on Sunday they're going to make it obvious who it is, but we're not going to yes. see American Alpha. I wonder what kind of gear they're going to have. Hopefully they're going to have new gear.
Yeah.
I want, what's that kid named? Jason Jordan? I want him to have a beard. Have them both have heel beards. That'd be great. Tat it up. Be awesome. Anyways.
Next, Lana interview.
Yeah, that was interview bot. She was like, what's the deal? And Lana said, I don't care what you think or the WWE Universe thinks. I'm winning that title.
Yep.
Essentially. There's something about Rusev being cleared medically.
Yeah.
To compete.
It was on Pro Wrestling Sheet this morning.
He's going to be at Money in the Bank.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I think he's going to be there.
What if he gets involved in the actual match?
Yeah, I thought about that too. I really hope they don't do that. I don't really want that to happen, but it's possible. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
They've built this thing so much, man. He'll be around though, but he's going to dick with Shane.
Yes. Well, I mean, like, you know, that's motivation for Shane to have solid beef if Rusev gets involved. Say he prevents a face from winning Money in the Bank.
Right.
Allowing Baron Corbin to win.
Yeah.
Shane would be upset just because he got involved.
Yeah. When's Daniel Bryan coming back? I saw a great picture of him with his little baby resting on his chest the other day. I was like, oh, I want to be resting on Daniel Bryan's chest. I want to be a baby on Daniel Bryan's chest. It seems so peaceful. That'd be great. I don't have to worry about mortgages or credit card bills. You just lay around on Daniel Bryan's chest. What a weird thing to say.
Yes.
So weird.
So that took us to our main event. Oh, we had Kevin Owens, Baron Corbin, and Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, versus
against
Sami
Zayn, AJ. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the faces.
Yeah.
AJ Styles and Shinsuke, the artist Nakamura.
Fun match. They didn't really give it a whole lot of time.
No, they didn't. And it was good. It wasn't as good as like the they did like a just a straight up tag team match before with AJ and Shinsuke versus who was it? Probably Owens and Baron.
Dolph
and who?
Owens, I think.
Dolph and Owens. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, then Baron was on commentary. That was last week.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
This was a little less fun.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was okay.
It was what it was.
Sami Zayn picked up the win with a Helluva kick.
Yeah.
Sealing the deal that he's not winning Money in the Bank.
No, definitely not. And then Baron Corbin climbed the ladder and started to go after the briefcase, but then he was taken down by Shinsuke Nakamura, solidifying that Baron Corbin is going to win on Sunday. And Shinsuke Nakamura is not going to win on Sunday.
Power ranking time.
All right, Baron Corbin number one.
Yes.
Right.
Number two. Shinsuke.
You think Shinsuke's number two or AJ?
Well, Cage Side Seats had a rumor roundup today which said in there that the plan is for Shinsuke to win.
Let me ask you this. After we do predictions today, we're both probably going to look at the betting odds. I don't know if they're out yet, though. It's Wednesday.
Preliminary ones are.
Are they?
Yes.
Have you looked at them?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, that's a yes. How many times, it's irrelevant to my question, how many times do you think those betting odds are going to change?
Oh, several.
Yeah, I think
so. The spreads weren't terribly large.
Okay, yeah. I think I would be really surprised. I would be really surprised if Baron didn't win it. But at the same time, I also wouldn't be surprised if they changed it Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
If Vince woke up and said, no, AJ looks too good with the Money in the Bank or Shinsuke. I mean, mm-hmm. they really wanted mm-hmm. to push Shinsuke, mm-hmm. and they could do that.
We'll get into more scenarios on our predictions video tomorrow morning. Three. Who's three? Baron 1, Shinsuke 2, AJ 3, Owens 4, Dolph 5.
And then Sammy 6. You think Sammy's last?
No, Dolph probably is.
At this point, no, you know what? You know what's funny is that I'll actually put Owens last. To me, it's Owens last. I'll say this. I think Dolph and Sammy are kind of tied above AJ.
Really?
I kind of feel that way. I feel like AJ doesn't need it because AJ can probably contend for the title at any time. Because I think Cena's going to be heading to Raw for whatever next program he
mm-hmm.
has.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be fighting Mahal at SummerSlam, isn't he?
Well, it said in between his return and SummerSlam. So whether that means to SummerSlam or whether the feud ends before, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of feeling the vibe that, like, Dolph, I don't know. He's there, man. And then with the Sami Zayn, I honestly think that they think this new direction with Sami Zayn is a massive success. I think they think this Larry David thing is like, oh, now we've totally nailed Sami Zayn and what he should be.
Well, I think if the scenario you mentioned where he gets Money in the Bank and is overly analytical about how and when to cash in, I think that'd be pretty funny.
And I think they're
really... And that's a different take.
It is. It's a completely different take from anything we've seen.
And it could be entertaining.
Like what? Mahal goes over at the end of the show, and then but like Randy Orton has destroyed him somehow?
Yeah, and you have Sammy come out with the briefcase all...
And he's like, and he's about to send the ref down, but then he pulls him back. He's like, I don't know if I should do it now or should I do it then? Should I do it? Yeah.
But it could lead to an interesting story where he gets the briefcase and you know, he goes through all that, and it's like he's working out his... You know, whatever.
It could drive him crazy.
Yeah, but also by the end of it, he could work out whatever anxiety issues he has
yeah.
to finally decisively cash it in.
Yeah.
It could be an interesting
that
moment.
That could be. So I think Sammy's kind of up there.
All right, Sammy's three.
They've been giving Dolph so much. I feel like they've been kind of, I don't know, Dolph has been in the spotlight a lot. He had that clean win over AJ.
I know. I think the clean win was just to make it seem like he could win Money in the
Bank.
Yeah,
I know. He's not winning Money in the Bank. No, I know he's not. Nobody but Baron or Shinsuke are winning. I don't even think AJ's up there, to be honest with you. But shit, he might win it. I don't know.
We'll talk about more scenarios on our predictions episode.
Oh, I know. Anyways.
Would you like to answer some questions?
Oh, yeah. Let's answer some questions now.
I'll let you read this first one since you say his name so well. You didn't have him up yet.
Is it Manuel Garcia de Paredes?
Correct.
All right.
Hey, friendos. He had to decide a new style to fashion.
Patreon's got this new thing going on. I have no idea where I'm at right now.
That.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry. If you had to decide a new style to fashion files based on a cheesy TV show, what would it be? So you have to base the aesthetics of fashion files on a TV show, I would think, based around police officers.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I have two in mind.
Cop Rock.
Oh, man.
Be a musical.
That's a good one.
Cop what were your ideas?
Terrible, though. Well, either Hill Street Blues, because I'd love to see them in like a grungy New York City precinct. Or I was gonna say Simon and Simon.
Oh, weren't they?
They're private eyes.
Yeah.
Well, so are the fashion police.
Yeah, I guess.
I know
so.
They're cops, but they're not really.
Wasn't Hunter a private investigator too?
Oh man, I loved Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter was great.
Hunter was fantastic. Why wasn't Fred Dreyer ever a massive star?
I don't know.
He's like the Magnum TA of TV.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been huge. Mm-hmm. He was so good.
He's more like the Terry Taylor of TV.
Oh yeah, yeah, much better analogy. Yeah, he was good. Simon and Simon was good. Did you ever see when John Hamm and Adam Scott recreated the Simon and Simon intro shot for shot?
Oh wow.
After we stop rolling, I'll show you. It's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
I think it was just like they did it once on like Adult Swim. They ran it once, and it was on the internet, of course. It was fantastic.
That's
I love
pretty
those
cool.
guys. They're great.
The phenomenal cleaner AJ Omega says cops.
that's good. I like that. They could totally do that. What other great cop shows were there?
NYPD Blue.
Yeah, well, that was good. That's sort of like, you know, the next step beyond.
From Hill Street Blues.
It was like Hill Street Blues, but with butts.
Yeah.
They showed buttholes in that.
What about...
I remember it was like kind of big news when Sipowicz finally showed his asshole.
Mm-hmm. What's that new one with Andy Samberg in it?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Nine-Nine, right? It's funny. That's a funny show.
Yeah. Maybe something
good.
Like that.
It's got Terry Crews in it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. I love Andre. Oh, Homicide.
Yeah.
Homicide was my favorite, man. That was like filmmaking right there, dude. That was great. Anyways, Magnum TA champion Nathan Ragland says, Vince allows you guys to make a match at WrestleMania that you will call to the audience around the world. What big money match are you guys going to be calling? So not only do we get to book the match, we get to call it.
Fashion Police against
against
The Revival. Because the whole time be like, Fashion Police, say yeah.
That'd be pretty fun.
That's what it is.
Okay, that's good. I like it. You win.
Oh, next. King of Hostile, Joshua the Dynamic Knight Martinez. Hey, friendo. So with Ty not being on TV for like a month now, he mentions the missing sign that we saw on Twitter.
Oh, that was great.
Is it possible for Ty to come back and make an impact?
Ty's going to end up on Impact.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
They should at least had him on a kickoff match for Money in the Bank. That could still happen. I don't know who his opponent would be, but it could still happen.
There are so many people worthy of that spot at this point, though. That's a prestigious spot. You got Harper, Ty, Mojo. You got a bunch of people who could totally use that spot. The pre-show spot is money.
I know. There's just not enough time on SmackDown week in, week out, because the talent is so deep right now.
It's such a great roster, man.
It really is.
It's so good. Lunatic Cringe Drew Q says, I was thinking about this earlier, but what if someone, probably Sami Zayn, got attacked backstage at the beginning of Money in the Bank by a mystery superstar and they got inserted into the ladder match? In my opinion, it's a perfect way to insert Rusev, according to Drew Q. Thank you for the question. What?
Oh, that's a different question from him that I, on my screen.
We're in two different, what the, that's weird.
I know.
And it's the same order.
I know.
It's the same slot.
I know.
Oh, man, we're living in two alternate timelines. Like, there's a barrier that's like a break in the space-time continuum. Everything is the same except for the question that he chose.
That's so strange.
That's weird. Patreon's update is like freaking top-notch.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the question because I was reading a different question here from the same person. Can you read it again, please?
Yeah. So he wants to see somebody, probably Rusev, attack Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah.
Early in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get
to
take a spot.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with that.
And then Sammy and Rusev would feud.
I'd be down for that. They could do some really entertaining stuff with those two guys. In your dimension, what did Drew Q ask?
Hey, friendos, tonight we saw the beginning of an alliance between the New Day and the Fashion Police. Do you think that this will ultimately end up with a heel turn for one of the teams? Drew wouldn't mind a heel Fashion Police in a feud between the two.
I'm going to say no. They need to continue this path that they're
especially
on right
now. Especially if American Alpha is going to turn heel.
They have the potential to have some big stars in their hands.
Yes. Gene the Grappler. Hello, friendos. Seeing that this was the go-home show for Money in the Bank, aside from the men's and women's Money in the Bank ladder matches, what match are you guys excited about that could be something more than it is?
Lana versus Naomi. I think a lot of people are probably thinking that's going to be Stinkfest 3000, but especially after seeing that move she pulled off last night, I think that might be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. Robert Draftmaster Chacon. The New Day get trapped in another dimension, and you have to remake the New Day with any superstars from Raw and SmackDown, male or female. Who'd you choose and why? Luke Harper. I'm not going to do Dude Harper. I'm going to continue with the Dude Harper thing later, but just for now, Luke Harper, Ty Dillinger, and Ember Moon.
Okay.
But then Ty gets replaced by Eric Rowan. Then they're just stoners.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
The glorious Steve Klein. Hey, friendos, which past wrestler in the Attitude Era, late 90s WCW, would have made a great Money in the Bank winner?
AJ Omega here says Disco Inferno or Alex Wright, which are amazing answers. Let's see here. Late
Raven.
Made great. Oh, man. That would have been fantastic. I can't beat that. Carl Malone.
Jay Leno.
Eric Bischoff.
David Arquette.
Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett.
Sheamus, Finn, Becky, and McGregor for the win. Which is more likely to happen? A WWE Studios film wins an Oscar, or Zack Ryder gets into the main event scene?
I think the former. I think a WWE Studios film winning an Oscar is more likely.
I think you're probably right about that. And I heard that that last one, apparently there was like a producer or a writer from Get Out that did it. It's called Slight, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard really good things about
too.
That.
I did, too.
You might want to check that out.
Larson on a pole match. Do you guys feel that Kane had a lazy send-off? Last we saw him, he was when Corbin started doing the thing where he repeatedly hits his elbow into his opponent's neck. It's very violent.
It is.
And assuming disturbing. That he does not become mayor, how do you see WWE handling Kane?
Hold on a second. I want to see if there's any polls here. Glenn Jacobs, mayor polls.
I would suspect that if he did not win this election and came back, I don't suspect that he'd be on TV a whole lot. Maybe here and there.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing like last Kane Mania match.
Yeah. Oh, are we going to watch a political ad right now?
Oops. Shut up, us. He's so sweaty. That's great, man. I hope he wins. Anyways, continuing on. What
next? If he doesn't win, how do you see the WWE handling Kane upon his return?
I don't know. Poorly.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I hope he comes back and he joins up with Drew Gulak to just, do his political shtick.
Yes.
That'd be great.
The Night Crawler.
Was he like a libertarian or something?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Night Crawler. Hey, guys. So I have to ask, does the insane number of writers working on the WWE product hurt it more than help it? I know you guys will just end up blaming Vince, but before you do, just try to imagine having a good story and 26 writers saying they have a better one. It would be hard to not give in and change the story last second if an idea seems better than the current one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be frustrating.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, look, you and I both kind of agree on this. We have no idea, really, like what the situation is.
Yeah,
there. We've heard anecdotally some things here and there.
And we know the turnover rate for writers is really high.
Yeah,
but we don't know what the dynamic is in the writers' room, much less between the writers' room and Vince. We have no clue.
Yeah.
We've heard things that Vince changes his mind all the time,
mm-hmm.
And so when we hear about things changing, we assume that it's Vince making the changes. It's entirely possible that if they're doing a lot of writing by committee,
mm-hmm.
that it could cause some tension and a lot of changes in how things end up down the line, but we don't know.
The phrase, throw everything at the wall and see what sticks,
mm-hmm.
I would think is probably apropos, but I think the wall is Vince.
Yeah.
I think you got a lot of people pitching to Vince and he'll pick and choose, but who knows? I mean, who knows? But, does it hurt the product? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do Mayor of Planet Houston yet?
No, but we also didn't do 1-2 Sweet Kid Tyler Wagner.
Oh, Tyler Wagner. He says, here we go. Looks like Tyler Breeze being found unconscious and Fandango's stick figure police sketch is a bit of a jab at the Enzo and Cass angle. I think it would be hilarious for Enzo and Cass to hire the fashion police to solve the case of their mystery attackers in a way only Breezango can. Considering this, what other angles would you like to see have a cross-brand cameo, and by whom?
They're doing a really good job of, at least this week's episode 205 Live, bringing Titus Brand to the show.
That's
it's very entertaining.
Yeah,
It'd be interesting that if... for this Brock Samoa Joe feud, if for some reason AJ Styles came over to Raw, considering he and Joe's past.
Oh, yeah.
And this one team is like, Joe is not to be messed with.
Yeah. That could be cool. I'm trying to think who I'd like to see. I was going to say something like, I don't know, Finn Balor getting involved in the AJ Styles Nakamura eventual feud, in some manner, because he has a history with, you know, obviously he fought Shinsuke in a pretty high profile match on NXT. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And of course, he's a Bullet Club, former Bullet Club leader. Founder.
Yeah, he got kicked out of Bullet Club the mm-hmm. same show that AJ made his in ring debut.
Right, right, right.
Mayor of Planet Houston.
Planet Houston.
Who, men or women, will do the craziest spot in the Money in the Bank ladder matches? And what would you like to see? Charlotte's doing a moonsault off a ladder. For sure.
Fuck, dude.
For sure.
Yeah, but it's going to be like the third rung down.
But still, a moonsault off
which
a ladder.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it from the top. That would be stupid anyways, because then she's just standing with the briefcase and she should just get it. But yeah, no, yeah, we're definitely going to see that. It's going to be beautiful.
Is AJ going to do anything crazy?
I hope not. I just want it to be mat-based wrestling.
Okay.
And then somehow
with someone producing a ladder only to get the briefcase.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no ladders. You want a fun wrestling match.
Exactly, yeah. But not a Larson Libre match.
No.
When are we going to get the Larson Libre shirt? We should have 13 up by Sunday.
Oh, yeah. That one should be easy to do.
We might have 14 by Sunday.
Literally just a logo I have to upload, or one of us has to upload.
I have the logo.
Yeah, I do too.
I made it. Empire Filth Women's Champion Nicole Ninevolt. Going to meet Edge for a second time next week at a charity drive. He's the nicest dude you'll ever meet. What are some of the nicest celebrities from anything that you've ever met?
AJ Styles was a really cool dude.
He was rad.
Yeah.
Sasha was rad.
Yeah. I met Ron Perlman once.
Oh yeah, he's a cool guy. I always liked your Columbo story.
Oh, with Peter Falk.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a nice guy too.
Have you seen that Cassavetes movie? Well, he was in a bunch of Cassavetes movies.
Yeah.
Woman Under the Influence. Mm-mm. Holy crap, you'd love that movie.
I'll have to check it out.
Only Normal Conversations. It's depressing as all get out.
Yeah, I was talking to Peter Falk about Princess Bride.
Yeah.
He said it's a movie without a flaw. I know you don't agree with that.
Untrue, Columbo.
But he was a really nice guy.
Yeah, seems like he'd be a sweetheart. It's all the questions that you've awarded.
Yeah,
time here on.
Well, we were starting the show.
Let's see.
Hamza Hilal. What do you think Cena being a free agent means? Are they doing this because they want to replace him with Shinsuke? And would you guys much rather have him as a SmackDown star? Well, I mean, Dirt Sheet's been saying they're having him as a free agent because he's the only guy that'll pop ratings.
Yeah. Yeah. You hold on to that guy as much as you can, Vince, because that's sad. It'll be interesting to see if Joe Brock can move ratings without the NBA.
I know.
I
read something today that the YouTube clip of their brawl
was 4 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got great numbers. So. Yeah.
I was surprised the Mahal celebration got like 3 million.
Oh.
Did really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are consuming stuff in a different way these days. Let's see here. Answer a couple more. Here we go. Here's some advice for somebody who's going to be there live. Austin Marshall says, Money in the Bank is going to be my first live pay-per-view, and the tickets say it starts at 6:30, and I'm assuming that's the main card. When would be a good time to get there to see everything?
6:30 is when, roughly around the time, the pre-show matches will start.
Yeah, I think they
that's
let you know.
That's when in-ring
yeah.
action starts.
Right.
Around there.
Yeah.
At 6:30... I mean, you can get there. Usually doors open an hour and a half before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get there before then because you have to wait in line.
Yeah, that's a pain in the butt.
So get there around 6.
I would say if you can figure out a way, because I mean, hopefully parking is good. If you can figure out a way to park and be walking near the door, approaching the door at 6, you're smooth sailing.
And
right
if you're worried about lines for merch and whatnot inside, they usually have merch stands outside.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, there's usually no one there.
Merch has never been like a bit. Merch goes by pretty quick, anyways. Like if it's a Mania or something, that's like.
But also the merch selection. The merch selection at live shows isn't that great.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of booty. So unless you're like a Roman Reigns fan, what do you think about Roman Reigns calling out quote dumbass marks on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah. Let's see here. One more question. Then we're
Charles
gonna do
Sips. Hey, friendos, who's a wrestler you really want to see win the top belt, but you don't think ever will? Charles says for SmackDown, he sees Rusev and Raw, Cesaro.
Wait, what?
Who's a wrestler you really want to see win the top belt, but you don't think ever will? I really want to see Ty Dillinger win the NXT title, but that's never going to happen now.
Yeah.
That'd have been a great story if they had followed through on it.
Yeah. I want... Boy, that's a good question. I want to see another big title run with Miz, but I don't really think it's ever going to happen. I mean, I suppose it could, but I think that he's totally fine with the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're totally fine with the IC title. I just don't think they have any plans for him at all.
Say in 2 or 3 years, he could be, you know, like a transitional champion, give him like a 4-month run with the Universal title.
Maybe.
It could happen.
It could happen. It kind of depends on how the landscape is going to play. There's so much big talent coming up.
I know.
That's going to crowd both the world title scenes.
I know.
But yeah, if they need a good transition, like a strong transition, a believable transitional champion for one of those big talents, then The Miz could totally do that.
Yes. You pick out one more.
All right. My last one, Ember Moon's weed dealer. From a realistic standpoint, it looks like it's probably going to be Roman, but who would you pick to be the first full-time WWE superstar to have held both the WWE Championship and Universal Championships? He says his pick would be Kevin Owens.
AJ Styles.
Yeah, my pick would be AJ. Kevin Owens might actually be fairly likely, though.
Mm-hmm.
I could actually see Kevin getting it before Roman gets the Universal Championship.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
I could see that happening. Boy, that'd be a hell of a notch in his belt, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd be pretty cool. All right.
Trivia time?
Yeah.
All right, it's time for trivia. It's not the greatest trivia challenge. That's Kayfabe Corner.
Yeah, this is okay.
This is a good one, though.
We'll start with Classic.
Classic. Today we're doing Attitude and Classic.
I'll ask first.
Okay.
What Hall of Famer had teammates named Sleazy, Queasy, and Cheesy for a Survivor Series 94 match against Doink's team?
Oh, Lawler.
Yeah. You're going to do really well this week.
Don't say that. I hate that because then I'll miss stupid easy
You're
ones.
You're going to do really well this week.
Stop it.
These are really easy questions.
This is classic.
Okay.
Who re-entered the 1997 Royal Rumble when no official saw his...
Stone Cold.
What? Very good.
What massive superstar defeated The Undertaker in a casket match to capture the WWE Championship at Royal Rumble 94?
Who beat The Undertaker in a casket
mm-hmm.
match in when? 94?
Mm-hmm.
Sid.
Yokozuna.
Oh, shit.
You missed massive superstar.
Sid's massive.
Well, he's tall. Next.
Oh, yeah. What team defeated Strikeforce for the World Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania 4? One before five is four.
Yeah.
Four. WrestleMania 4. Who beat Strikeforce for the World Tag Team Championship? Spoiler alert, I don't know who Strikeforce is.
That's Rick Martel and Tito Santana.
Wow. Well done. All right, smart guy. Who beat them at WrestleMania 4?
Hart Foundation.
Demolition.
Damn. Oh, I didn't know Demolition was around that early. What was the name of Ted DiBiase's villainous faction that included such members as IRS, Bam Bam Bigelow,
Money King, Inc.?
No, Million Dollar Corporation.
Oh, shit.
Money Inc. was just DiBiase and IRS.
Oh, what a bummer. See, I'm letting you get in here. Superstar bio. Why don't we read these things? Why don't we read?
I don't know.
Superstar bio. After Earthquake killed Jake the Snake Roberts, Pet Snake Damien,
mm-hmm.
what was the name of the bigger snake Robert started bringing to the ring with him? There was Damien and who?
Darn it, I know this too. Lucifer.
Yeah, logic dictates it's Lucifer, yeah.
Who got tombstoned by Undertaker on a Penn Station escalator on an episode of WWE Shotgun Saturday Night?
What was Undertaker doing on a Shotgun Saturday Night? That's weird.
Escalator. Remember, this is Attitude.
Yeah, no, I know. Kane?
Triple H.
So weird. What former New Age outlaw won the 1999 King of the Ring tournament?
Billy Gunn.
Very good.
What Hispanic superstar won a tournament for the United States Championship when the title was revived in July 2003?
Rey Mysterio Jr.
Eddie Guerrero.
Latino Heat. We're still good. This just the battery died. What mass superstar team with Edge to win the WWE Tag Team Championship in the
Rey Mysterio.
Latino. Yeah, Rey Mysterio.
All right, just put a finger up. What former member of the Alliance would knock out his opponents with his diamond cutter move?
The diamond cutter?
Yeah.
The DDP.
Yes.
See, I'm telling you, I'm not that smart. What WWE superstar Fozzy?
Oh, Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Oh, I'm sorry. That was a superstar bio.
Okay. I had five. You had two, three cards for me.
Golly. I did terrible today. What were the dumb ones I missed? Yeah, I could have got Yokozuna probably. What were the other ones I missed?
And then the Million Dollar Corporation.
Oh, yeah, that didn't really. What a Hispanic superstar.
Oh, wow.
I'm somebody
undertaking. Brian Pillman.
Oh, that's a good one. Flying Brian.
William Regal.
Very good.
Trish Stratus.
Ooh, let me see. Is it full Stratisfaction?
No.
It's kind of like not a lot of Stratisfaction going on there. Minor Stratisfaction.
Good haul today. Another dominating performance.
She should have had a group called the Stratisfaction. Get it? The Stratisfaction.
Yeah. You think you're so clever.
You think you're cute. You know you're sexy.
All right, that's the show.
Yeah, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.